In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Death and taxes. They say only these two things are certain, but it's an old joke that puts taxes on the same level as death. You see, there are ways to get around taxes if you don't bother yourself with ethics. Not that I would ever recommend such a thing, but it's true. It is theoretically possible to avoid taxes. Death, on the other hand, death comes for us all. It's unavoidable. You can't escape it. You can cheat your taxes, but you can't cheat death. Everyone knows this. Modern man, of course, has found a way to rid himself of this problem. Death is no longer a problem because modern man has fixed it. He has fixed it by simply ignoring it, or at least by ignoring that it is a problem. Rather than concern himself with death and what happens after death, he instead worries about life. With blinders on to eternity, his efforts are focused entirely on this life right now, because that's all you've got. So instead of asking, "Are you ready to meet your maker?" he asks, "Are you living authentically? Have you expressed yourself to the fullest?" The great play has no script, so you, O man, must choose. You must choose to be you and to live accordingly. The good life can be whatever you want it to be as long as you set the terms. So have you done it? Or do you allow yourself to be repressed by the government or society? Have you been held back by the patriarchy or other outdated ideas, norms, or mores? Do you let others choose for you? Or do you choose living your best life now, unfettered by the expectations of others or even the physical form of your own body, that husk, that vessel of the self? Are you making the rules? Are you living authentically? You ought to be, because hashtag YOLO. This is the concern of modern man. He has ignored the problem. But even though his entire philosophy of life can be summed up in one simple hashtag, which is nothing more than the modern equivalent of carpe diem, even in that simple phrase, "you only live once," there is the admission that death is still the end. So eat, drink, and be merry, my friends, for tomorrow we die. Most people, however, aren't cynical enough to slide back out of existentialism into nihilism. There is still a tendency to look for some meaning and a hope that it might be found even in the face of impending death. But what's the comfort? What's the meaning of authentic living if in the end you still die? Living for yourself and choosing your own path doesn't help when the test results come back positive. And it doesn't help when the rubber leaves the road. It doesn't help when the airplane is falling or the bullets are flying or at the end of a long and weary road when everything just stops. No one is truly able to look at a body and smile and say, "He lived authentically." There is no comfort in authentic living, in living for yourself. No, death still stings. And the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Death stings the conscience of the dying and the hearts of the not yet dying. Unless he is truly arrogant, the dying knows that he has sinned, and he knows that he has sinned because he has broken the law. Sin stings the conscience of the dying because by dying he has failed. You see, in your attempt to live authentically, to choose who you are and to choose who to be, In your efforts to write your own script and to set your own terms, you have made yourself God. But you are not God. Your body is not a fleshy prison of the self. You are flesh and blood. You are perishable. You are mortal. And unlike God, you will die. And I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. You are not God. You may try to choose your own adventure, but as long as you do, the ending is always the same. In choosing to be God, you have sinned, and sinning, you will die. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But Paul writes, "Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is risen. And so we learn from St. Paul that our hope is not in ourselves, but it is in Jesus, the one who has died and has been raised to life again. It is through this resurrection from the dead that God has given us the same victory over death. And so we have the victory, we have comfort, and we have hope, not because of our authentic living, but because Jesus has been raised from the dead. So even when the test results come back positive, we can have comfort because Jesus is risen from the dead. Even though the car rolled into the ditch, we can have comfort because Jesus is risen from the dead. Even though the plane crashed and even though the bullets flew, even at the end of that long, weary road where everything just stops, we can have comfort because Jesus is risen from the dead. Now, don't get me wrong. Death still has a sting for now. It isn't gone. It still happens. It still hurts. It's still a really bad thing. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. As long as we live as in this perishable mortal flesh and blood, we still have to deal with death. But though our weeping may tarry for the night, joy comes with the morning. For the day is coming when Christ will return in his glory, and we will all share in the fullness of his resurrection with our own resurrected and glorified bodies. Behold, brothers, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Jesus was risen to life on the third day, and we will follow after. And although this sinful flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, Jesus has died for us, and with his blood has redeemed us, body and soul, as whole people. And St. Paul says, "For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality." When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Jesus has won the victory over death with his death on the cross. He has taken our sin, our ungodliness, and placed it upon himself, and he suffered the death that was ours to suffer, and he paid for the sins that we could not pay for. And so we have been justified by his grace, won for us on the cross, and offered to us by his word, and received by faith. It is within this victory that he will swallow up death forever, as foretold by the prophet Isaiah, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Death will celebrate no victory, for the victory is Christ's over death. Death will have no sting, for the guilt of sin is taken away, absorbed by Jesus on the cross. In Christ, death is not our end. It is not our certain inevitability. Our future is life in Christ. Our future is to live with Christ, under him in his kingdom, and to serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. So unlike our friend, the modern man, we don't have to ignore the problem. We don't have to pretend like it doesn't bother us, as if this just fixes it. God himself has fixed it for us. And so you don't have to ask yourself, are you living authentically? You don't have to write your own script or set your own terms. You don't have to put blinders on to eternity. Your best life now is a life lived in Christ, and eternity is bright. Rather than living a life devoted to yourself and your own fulfillment, as Christ's people, you are free. Free to labor on behalf of your neighbor, serving God by serving those around you, and proclaiming his death and his resurrection for the forgiveness of sins to the end of the earth. Therefore, my brothers, be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The good life is the life lived in faith. The good life is the life filled with hope, even in the face of death. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. For Christ has died for our sins, and he is risen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.